Welcome to Hour 2 of the NutraMedical Report. We're continuing our discussion from Hour number 1, and Remarkable with Freeman. We're going to talk with John DiNardo, and we're going to visit this again in Hour number 3 with John Moore and Greg Evenson on the preparedness side. Of course, John, a lot of background and connections with Dr. McKinney, literally the author, if you want to call it, The Electric Universe. Professor McKinney is, I consider, you know, the scientist behind the whole idea of the electric universe, understanding that the Earth changes are occurring, are periodic, and have a scientific basis. They're not based on delusions. So a couple of facts we discussed during the break, I'd like you to mention them, John. Be very brief, and I want Freeman to kind of pop in as well, because you had some very important comments to make regarding this, because we should take out of this, number one, that we're not properly serving the people of Haiti, should be dropping heavy lift. We've got the article, which I'm going to reference here in a second after you gentlemen give your views, that we're going to have Webster on tomorrow on the second hour talking about this for half an hour. And we need to start doing things right. Firstly, not only to help the people there, but also to prepare for our own populations being hit by these natural disasters and other countries, because we are literally, singularly, the only country that can rapidly move material and personnel in and do this anywhere on the planet, because it's part of the operations of war. But it also can be the operations of peace and rescue. And the United Nations is trying to push to integrate our military, the Chinese military, and others into a new world force, a green police force, a new world army that will have the calls to do natural disaster relief, controlling populations during famine or pestilence or major earth changes. And they've been pushing this since I talked to Daniel Estulin last year at their major international sessions of the Bilderberger meetings, etc. So this is on the agenda, and they believe in their minds this is something rational for them to do. Your comments, Freeman.
Well, you know, the things that pop into my mind are the ceremonial gestures. You know, that's what I mostly follow. And when we have Obama coming up and saying that he was sent here by his father, Jor-El, to save planet Earth, when you know the story of Superman and its connections to the Anunnaki and even to the supermen of the Nazis, we find this a very curious statement. That he, you know, because their planet was destroyed and they had to save all knowledge. But on top of that, then he comes out in his speech and quotes the Hopi end of the world prophecy dealing with the blue star Kachina. And this is exactly what we're looking at with the Chandra telescope. Sorry to jump back to the incoming sun, but
right.
it very much is a blue star. And so to have the president coming out with these type of doomsday movie type scenarios and making it all very real in a joking way.
Yeah, and of course the blue star, which you're talking about, the approaching dwarf star with a plasma field around it, like the winged destroyer, it's called in ancient Egypt. That's the transliteration of what it is in the cartouches in Egypt, in Samaria, is the actual thing we can see on the IRAS, which is the infrared telescope, the South Pole telescope, including the Pi Meson telescope, which is classified, by the way. No one else talks about it except here. And the X-ray telescope in space called Chandra. You can see this. And it's not conjecture anymore, people out there. Those who want to say, oh, why does Deagle get into these things? Why doesn't he just stick to the national ID? Look, the national ID is part of their control matrix, along with the healthcare and the manufactured plague and the economic bubbles that they're purposely creating, part of their control matrix, so we don't interfere with their survival and whatever's coming. I think they're wrongheaded. I think that their idea of trying to hide in cities a mile and a half to 4 miles down in dormant volcanic domes and matrix cities is stupid, and I don't think their tunnels are going to survive. And if you're listening out there and you bought a ticket to go down there as a, you know, the chocolate factory underground, yeah, you made a big mistake. So better listen up. Whoever sold you this bill of goods, it's going to not become your hotel. It's going to become your tomb, your mausoleum. Okay? So if you're out there thinking you're going to carry on life and you're just going to, everything's going to be fine, no, it's not going to be fine. And what it really requires is a spiritual change, because the intervention that's going to happen on this planet is a supernatural one. It's a galactic and cosmic one, and it will only happen with the transformation of the heart of man, that we'll stop invading countries, stop supporting military regimes like the Israeli, what we call the Zion Nazis, that can strip the flesh from little girls with phosphorus bombs, stop dropping microwave bombs on the Lebanese so that they can cook them inside, stop allowing regimes like passing technology on to North Korea, yet they want to invade and attack Iran and kill millions of people with depleted uranium bombs and also blow up the Bashar reactor. I mean, all of this is insanity, and we've got to get a grip that the real issue here is not technical. It's not even earth changes. It is us. We're the problem. We need to realize that if we just get our act together, there'll be an intervention. Your comments, Freeman.
Well, I totally agree with this, and there's so much, like, we're getting into vortex mathematics that start to show us there isn't just a binary system. There is a wave going through this entire system, and this is what we call synchronicity, miraculous events, and absolutely I stand by that 100%. If we keep following these leaders, they're intending to lead us astray.
Okay. Now, and I've said this before, and it offends some people, but, too bad. It may ruin your day, but it may save your life. I have been sent here, and others like yourself have been sent here specifically to warn people so that they would change the pattern and their alternative future. The future is not written in stone. We get choice. We get choice personally for our own personal life. We get choice also collectively for the world. And if we choose the right future, it's everything that comes up roses and we make through it, and maybe there's some level of disruption and disorientation, but we make it. If we don't start changing now, and I'm talking about not changing to hire the right politician like the Abominator, it's the change internally to say we are not going to tolerate our taxes used for mass giant abortuaries like the one in Houston. We're not going to pay for weapon systems to be dropped on the Iranians when they like our genes, they like our CDs, they want to integrate with our culture, they want to talk to us, they don't want to blow us up. But if we go and rip and tear their culture apart, don't be surprised if they release an advanced bioweapon. Don't be surprised if they drop missiles on the Israeli people and on Arab Christians and Jews alike. I mean, don't be surprised if our world is turned into a disaster matrix of hell. We have a choice. But the fact is that I stand just like the ancient prophets and tell people, this day choose life. Just like Moses, as I've said before, set the populations of the 12 tribes on Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim between the Mount of Blessing and Cursing and said, this day, choose life. In other words, he laid it out and he said, I'm not the one that's going to tell you what the future is going to be. Israel rose and fall because of its behavior. And our planet, looking at the object lesson of Israel and looking at the object lesson of the bookend of this history, America, America has become the dark dragon. We're not dealing with a Christian nation. We're dealing, and literally the Muslims say this correctly. A few things they say correct, but this is ideally crystal clear. We are the great Satan. America is the great beast that destroys the earth. We are the overlord of the planet. It's not Russia. Even the technologies they have, we're millennia ahead of them, okay? And that's why they've been so fearful even during the Cold War to attack us. What we're really dealing with here is a matrix of evil that's been promulgated and controlled by beings that are far more intelligent than a group of inbred Europeans. We're dealing with evil that people cannot conceive or understand. And we're here to tell them that it's very real. But we can get through it. We can get through it because of what we really are. Freeman, your comments.
If people started to recognize, as I've been putting forth these corporate logos, and understand what they mean, it would really start to shock them as they saw that the I on Columbia Broadcasting in Hebrew or in the Kabbalah structure means the devil. The I is the symbol of the devil. When you see Fox equaling 666 or the bitten apple on your Macintosh, and I could go on and on of these satanic gestures, and of course we've covered Obama and that, yes we can means thank you Satan backwards and that his name means lightning from heaven. These are all gestures that, from my understanding of the mystery schools, are casting a spell of Satan over America.
Yeah, in other words, they're trying to change the psychology to steer the future like a bit in our mouths as if we were a beast.
Exactly.
We're going to have you back on next week, Freeman. If you want to stay there for just a moment on the break, we'll get that all scheduled up. And stay tuned. This is going to be an amazing show coming up in hour number three. You don't want to miss it.
We basically have a multi-tentacled octopus that we're facing. And, with
good
regard
analysis.
To Planet X and, these incoming, super dense bodies, some call it Nibiru, this has given rise to what we call alternative contingency plans, and what we know as the underground bases are called alternative two. And the off-world colonies, such as on Moon, Mars, Phoebus, and so on, are referred to as Alternative 3. And these are apparently the Illuminati structure, Masons, and the high, you know, military-industrial complex's attempt to survive what they see as these coming catastrophes, which they continue to withhold from the rest of us regarding any knowledge of. So this is where most of our black op budget has disappeared to, and you think about the $2.3 trillion that Rumsfeld announced on December 10th of 2001. I mean, September 10th, excuse me. It was quickly forgotten by the next day's events, but all this money keeps disappearing, and all the CIA cocaine money and so on continues to fund these things that we're not going to get to participate in because we're not part of the survival plan as far as the way they think. I've been collecting a little information on Haiti, and I was following a discussion with Dr. Ott and Mike Castle last week, who seemed to, you know, support the thesis that maybe Haiti was generated by a scalar weapon system.
Well, I'm not going to jump there yet, but let's bring it down off the shelf.
Hypothesis and then going back and, looking at some of the seismic data and predictions that were announced 9 days prior to Haiti, we're showing some similar signs out here in California. And you mentioned this latest one in Guatemala, 6.0.
Right.
Well, it fits a pattern, apparently, which could, you know, mean that your predictions could be correct. It seems that certain people out there in the seismic community are predicting that within a short period of time we could very much have a very large earthquake.
Okay, let me just kind of interject. I talked at great length this weekend to Mike Castle, and he mentioned he was on these programs talking about this. Now we have satellite-based what's called torsional vortex imaging. And the torsion vortex are basically what you call lines of force that change related to the geomagnetosphere of the Earth and to the gravitonic sphere. It's called the gravitosphere. Basically, there's a structure to the Earth's geomagnetosphere that the bees use along with the sun to navigate. And part of the reason why they're having trouble navigating isn't just cell phone towers. It is the fluctuations in the geomagnetic sphere that makes it harder for them to find their way back home, along with the toxicity of these new neonicotinoid pesticides that screw up their brain, and fluorides, etc. So what people need to start grasping is that we have a convergence of a bunch of catastrophes here.
Amen.
Yeah, convergence.
I did want to bring this up. I don't know if you... I wasn't able to hear the whole last hour with Freeman and your other guests. The Norway lights, remember the spirally Norway lights? A report is coming out from Russia that because of this HARP-generated beam that they fired into the atmosphere, it somehow punctured a hole in the magnetosphere and somehow is called a thermal inversion in the troposphere, which is now yielding the worst winter in 25 years in the United States. China's completely frozen.
Right. Well, here's what happened.
All this weather irregularity.
That can do that. And by the way, that is the Tromso HARP facility. It's a HARP-like facility. It's not our HARP. It's not USA. It's
right.
It's one in Norway. There's not more than one country that are puncturing holes and superheating up the atmosphere to change the climate. So we're not the only country playing around with these scalar weapons. And most of them are used for imaging. Also, of course, they're putting up these particulates in the high atmosphere to try to get a Dyson sphere to protect the Earth from solar mass ejections and electromagnetic pulse effects from incoming solar mass ejections that could even graze past the Earth and blow all our satellites and our power grid system.
Yeah, these aren't just regular spotlights.
Yeah, this is a big deal. So what we're dealing with is we've got almost certainly the plague is going to emerge this year. We're going to see larger earthquakes, and I've been telling, and I want to announce today, I don't know which April, May it will be, whether it's this year, the next year, or sometime in the next 5 years, but I can tell you it will be a spring earthquake that's going to strike Northern California. It's going to be a big one. And the big one's coming, and I can feel it. And I can tell you the reason why we start having this, there's other intuitives out there that are real sensitive and kind of feel it in their gut, like, oh. Now, I live in Southern California, but I'm not on a fault line. And the earthquakes don't propagate very well through the material out here on the West Coast. So if you're right over it, you're in trouble. But if you're not, you may be okay.
Yeah, and earthquake. I'm right here in Quake Central, so yeah. I've definitely been spreading the word to those people that I care about. And just I know you're going to have Mr. Everson and John Moore on the next hour. Speaking to preparedness, I've been telling people to get deep cycle batteries, inverters, and solar chargers.
Absolutely. And now, they need to have systems to have water. They need to have deep cycle batteries. They need to have solar chargers and so on. And they need to be prepared for this right away because we could have a solar mass ejection that could wipe out our grid system tomorrow. And the first thing that's going to go is power and water. If your power and water are gone, you're sunk because even if you have food, what are you going to do?
Right. And additionally, maybe a water pump and, of course, your best series, you know, filtration system. I mean, my exit strategy, if all hell breaks loose here in San Francisco, I'm going to bug out. We got some private property up north that we're going to convene on, and fortunately we have a creek that runs through it. So if all fails, we're going to get up there and set up a pump system with a BEV and solar charge, run it off the 12-volt, and that'll be our survival water.
Yeah, I tell people get a BEV 100 and buy one of these little pumps that we have with them as well. And you can have that. We'll soon have the BEV, what's called 300, which is basically packaged like in a tackle box. But it basically is a BEV 100 with a 12-volt pump. And this produces literally cleaner than distilled water with a lot less power. And it produces a whole lot more water, too. You're not dealing with an energy vampire. And you need to have this because this is what's going to kill more people in Haiti than the falling bricks from poorly built buildings. Okay? It's going to be water that's poisonous, water that's laced with bacteria and pathogens. And that's what's dangerous about this, is that this is a perfect example of how we're not prepared in America. We also have to realize you can't have poor construction in these big cities like San Francisco and survive.
Thanks again, Dr. Bill. Once again, everybody, labvirus.com.
Yeah, I want you to call back in, by the way, and again, when we're over the top of the hour, perhaps a quarter after, because give us a little more update on this, because we need to talk about all these converging issues. And if you feel overwhelmed, all of us are. But you've got to do a little bit every day, and we move forward, not only individually, but as a people, to prepare not only for ourselves, but our neighbors like the Haitians, people in our own country and other places, and get them ready, because this is going to strike the holders. Disaster upon disasters. It says birth pangs upon a woman in labor is what we're facing in our future. But we can make it through with our Most High God giving us the wisdom to do the things and to say the right words now and prepare rather than pretending it's not going to happen.